Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis, and with me, as always, is June Liu. How you doing, June?
Good. Happy 4th.
Yep. Same to you. So today we are talking about the Cubara Caño Protocol Probable Cause Lancero. The cigar is 7.5 inch by 38 ring gauge. Comes out of the La Zona factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper is Mexican San Andres Maduro, and the binder and filter are both from Nicaragua. It's blended by Hector Alfonso. Price point is $10.50, and the cigar was released in May of 2017. So with that out of the way, June, what was your pre-light experience like?
The pre-light was really good. So starting from the look of the cigar, don't see too many like soft box press Lanceros out there. So that alone, I thought it was really pleasing to the eyes. But in terms of the wrapper, a hearty dark chocolate brown wrapper. That soft press looks really good. Well-pressed veins, tight seams. There's a uniform spongy give to the whole cigar with zero hardness felt. Head finish off with a really well-applied triple cap. When I smell the wrapper, I got a mixture of sharp cedar, balanced white pepper, and barnyard. Smelling that foot, white pepper bread, a little bit of barnyard coming through as well. A cold draw got a good amount of this like bready yeastiness and dry wood.
Yeah, wrapper had a nice marbling of like milk chocolate and dark chocolate brown. There were a few visible veins and small bumps that kind of added to the rustic look. Seams were very, you know, well blended with the color variations. Head is finished off with a triple cap. The top cap was slightly lifting on my sample. Cigar had a box press that I don't think you really notice unless you kind of look at it from the foot. It's, you know, like you said, it was a really subtle box press to it. Two bands, standard protocol band in red and black, same color scheme on the secondary band that kind of denotes the line name. Aroma from the wrapper was like a funky mix of barnyard and chocolate, and the foot gave a more distinct chocolate note with a little bit of leather to it. And pre-light brought like a raisinette-like flavor of, you know, chocolate-covered raisins and some creamy leather as well. I also got a little bit of a spicy, you know, mild spicy tingle on my lips, so that was nice. So getting into the flavor, what was your experience like?
Starting from the first third, just immediately, there's so much toastiness and earthiness to this cigar. And it was backed by this beating body sweet cream to it. Really nice. Quarter inch in, spice started coming through in the form of a dry red pepper. And right past that quarter inch mark, I started getting this charred note to it. And it kind of, gave it more of that backing, that deep earthiness to it. But when that happened, the profile started losing out on some of that sweetness, which was a little bit of a letdown, but it is what it is. Retrohaling, a lot of richness and creamy roasted nuts and sharp cedar. Finish comprised of the earthy minerals and dry wood. Strength and body, pretty much for the most part, at the medium stage. Moving on to the second third, I thought that sweet cream kind of came back and became a little bit fuller. And in addition to the pre-existing like earthiness and that toastiness I was getting, as well as the red pepper note. Retro, probably the favorite part of my cigar at this point, because it's still giving me that same richness and cream roasted nuts and sharp cedar. Finish started lengthening a little bit more and still giving me that same earthy minerals and dry wood. Strength and body, still, you know, medium. Now moving on to the last third, I felt like it basically had the same outdraw notes, but perhaps a little bit better melded together. Still full of that toastiness, earthy minerals, paper medium body, sweet cream, and a weakened dry red pepper. I started getting these like intermittent black coffee notes, but it wasn't enough to like, you know, write it down like a consistent note. It was only on like a few handful of draws. Body still stayed medium. Strength kind of going up to that medium full, but not quite there.
Yeah, cigar began with big doses of cinnamon and wood with a little bit of chocolate in the background. Retrohill also kind of carried that full cinnamon and wood combination. At an inch in, that intensity of the cinnamon mellowed out and a nice mix of cinnamon, creamy wood, and chocolate had come together. Inch and a half, cinnamon moved to the background. Creamy wood and chocolate were kind of up front. And kind of after being really in your face at the start, the profile was really more nuanced at that point. At an inch and three quarters, a bright green bell pepper kind of popped in and was going along with the creamy wood and the chocolate. And then as the third was coming to a close, that bell pepper note went away and the cream went away too. So it was like a slightly dry wood and chocolate note that was remaining there. And the strength was just slightly above medium for me in the first third. Getting in the second third, a little bit of cinnamon returned to mix with the dry wood and the chocolate. And then at a half inch in, that dryness went away, which was very welcome because it was I just didn't want it to continue on and kind of plague the cigar. At an inch in, the wood became a little darker. The chocolate was still present in the profile. Retrohale just carried the dark wood note. And then inch and a half, the darkness of the wood kind of subsides, but a little bit of a char came in, and the chocolate was still present in the background. As the third came to a close, that darkness returned to the wood, and the char remained as well. And a little bit of bitterness kind of joined in, pushed out the chocolate note. And the strength in the second third was just slightly above medium as well. Getting into the final third, bitterness and char left, and that dark wood note is kind of what was present there. Retrohale carrying that dark wood note with the addition of a good amount of cream. And then at a quarter inch in, a little bit of char returned to the profile. Inch in, bitterness returned, kind of was up front and pushed out all the other flavors to the background. And then an inch and a quarter, the bitterness reduced and kind of moved to the background while the dark and charred wood moved back up front. I mean, that's kind of how the cigar finished out for me, and strength moved up to medium full in that final third. So getting a performance for burn and draw, what was your experience like?
Overall, it was well constructed. In terms of the burn, better of the two. It was really good. Tight ashes, averaging inch increments, burn live, wavy at times, but, that just made it a slightly right below perfection. And the cigar burned cool the whole time, so no issues. In terms of the draw, it was on the tighter side. I originally snipped it like halfway through the cap, and at the end, I snipped it all the way to the bottom of that cap without, fearing the wrapper unraveling on me, and that really yielded no relief, so.
Yeah, burn line was slightly wavy for me the entire way. Ash held on in about 3/4 inch increments, so I rated it as very good, so similar to you. In regards to the draw, it was fairly snug the entire way for me. I attempted to use a draw tool on it, but I wasn't really very aggressive just because of the small ring gauge. I didn't want to poke a hole through the side of the wrapper or anything like that, but I didn't really have any success with the draw tool. But I do have a feeling that tight draw affected the flavors kind of as I got into that final third and was getting some of that bitterness and stuff like that. I just feel like, hard pulls on the cigar kind of maybe heated things up a little bit. So, not the greatest draw for me. And I think that's sometimes lends itself to Lanceros. It's kind of tough to get a fantastic draw through those. So overall, what were your thoughts?
Kind of knowing the progression of how, Cobada Canio comes out with like the Lancero format for their their sub brands, I guess. It's a tough one, man. I personally find that Lanceros could be either hit or miss. It's certainly a wet dream of cigar geeks, right. But is it really worth it, right? Ultimately, with any of the cigars that we review, it's basically I'm saying, would I buy it, right? Like, is it worth shelling out your hard-earned money to go buy some of these? I would say if you love Lanceros, this is definitely worth buying some to try. For me, I thought that it had really good earthy tones. But at times that char kind of masked the other notes, which was a bit of a letdown. But, perhaps age could be a factor to that kind of working itself out. Overall, if you like Lanceros, within the few Lanceros out there, I don't recall a ton that uses mix in San Andreas and has that Espinosa flair to it, I think this is what we're trying, but I still got to give it, that Churchill as my favorite Vitola of the probable cause.
Yeah, for me, there was some, really great full flavors, and then they transitioned to kind of a nuanced profile all within that first third, so it showed a lot of good complexity there. Things kind of evened out in the second third and beyond. Construction was pretty good outside of the tight draw. Like I said, it can kind of be expected sometimes from a Lancero. I hope other samples like a chance to smoke have a better draw. I'm very curious to see if a better draw kind of lends itself to continuing on what the first third had built up. Because if that can continue on through the cigar, it would make it really a fantastic cigar. But I think this is another really good cigar for a Cobada Canio. The second Lancero that they have, another good one. The original protocol is good in the Lancero format as well. So, you know, I think for people that are fans of Cabarraqueño, or for those that are, you know, fans of Lanceros, or those like, you know, darker, kind of medium plus strength cigars, this is, you know, something definitely worth a try. They might find something they really enjoy here. I'm definitely looking forward to smoking more of them. So getting the scores, we scored it identical, 6.77 for both of us. How do you think that matched up with your experience?
Matched up well. I mean, I basically, in terms of the flavor profile, I thought it was across the board good, compounded by overall good construction notes. So, it, you know, what does that mean? I said a lot of good, so it's a good cigar. So, yeah, that score is good.
Yeah, mine matches up the same. I scored it very good in the first third. I thought the first third was fantastic. And then I went good second, third, average, final third. Just that the last third was just you know, too much bitterness for me. But, you know, if it was caused by the draw and you can get a better draw on other samples, then, you know, it may score very, you know, a lot higher in regards to flavor wise. So, you know, that's kind of where it scores, you know, mid to high sixes, you know, still a good cigar. So definitely something that people should check out. Any other final thoughts from you?
I mean, this has nothing to do with the probable cause, but I'm really looking forward to what a Connecticut Shade Lancero smokes like on a Beamus when they come out with it.
Yeah. So we talked with Bill and Juan on the primetime show last week, and they definitely said they'll be coming out with one. They're going to be rolling them to see if they work in that Vitola. But if you kind of go along with, you know, how they've done it with the regular protocol and now the probable cause, they've come out with the Lancero. So, you know, you would think that that's just going to be the natural progression for the Themis, is to get a Lancero version. So I'm also looking forward to that cigar as well.
Yeah.
All right, if you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us, but also check out the full written review on the website, developingpalace.com. You can also follow us on all the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. And you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.